Chapter 3, let's stand please while I read the word of God. My brethren, don't say people now, it says my brethren, be not many masters, knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation. For in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same man is a perfect man, that means mature, grown up, developed, man and able also to bridle the whole body. That verse of scripture says a whole lot to us. It says, if you're able to bridle your tongue, you're able to bridle the whole body. That's a thought that we really need to let sink in deep in our hearts. Behold, we put bits in the horses' mouths that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body. Behold also the ships, which though they be so great, are driven of fierce winds, yet are they turned about with a very small helm, whithersoever the governor listeth. Even so the tongue is a little member and boasteth great things. Behold how great a matter a little fire kindleth. We're going to stop reading there, and we'll try to bring you the message tonight. I want to bring you a point of the message. I'm not going to try to, I don't think, do any more than one point in the message tonight. But three kinds of speech that I'm going to be trying to share with you in this message. And I pray God will help us to do so. That first one tonight, let's bow our heads and pray. Father, thank you for the privilege we have to be in the house of God. Thank you, Lord, for just a good, sweet spirit in the house. Lord, that we can come together and worship God. We can come together and praise your name. We can come and sing praises unto you, lift our hands unto you, and say amen, praise your name. You're worthy of all the glory that we shall ever give you. Now tonight, bow my unworthy head and say, worthy is the Lamb. Thank you for the privilege to be here tonight. Thank you for the people that have come. And Lord, you know everybody that's here. You know every need of every life. And so I pray tonight you'd help us to preach for a few moments. Touch our minds, I pray, be illuminated. Help us, God, to be able to think. Help us be able to say what we ought to say and say it the way you want us to say it. And I pray the Holy Spirit take it and speak to hearts and do what you want to do tonight. Lord, I'm thinking right now about those this morning, God, that needed something from you. And they were touched in the Holy Spirit, God working. And I praise your name for that. And I pray in Jesus' name, don't let them get away from that, but may the Holy Ghost continue working in their hearts. And God, I pray they'll find that place somewhere and get right with you. Then I pray for those here tonight that may not know you, that may be here lost. I pray you speak to their heart. Maybe somebody tonight that's saved out of the will of God, I pray you'd help them. Help all of us tonight to get some help about our tongue. I pray you'd help us, and we'll thank you, and we'll praise you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. What we're preaching about tonight is not a favorite subject of most of us, because most of us have some problems with it. Amen. And that verse of scripture I pointed out in the reading of the text, that if we can bridle the tongue, then the whole body can be brought into subjection. What he's saying is, if you can get close, if you will let God help you bridle the tongue, then you can control the whole body. Because if you can control that, you can control the rest of you. And so that's a very important thought, I think, for us to think about because of looking at this. They some talk shows and on TV and also on radio. You turn the radio on, they have some talk shows. And sometimes you might find something decent, but a lot of it is just talk. Whole lot of words and saying nothing. You ever notice that? A whole lot of words and saying nothing. And we all, I guess, have to be careful about that, or we use words and say nothing. I want you to look in James chapter 1, verse 19. James 1, verse 19. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. That's good instruction from the Word of God that we need very much. In verse number 1 of chapter 3, he says, my brethren, be not many masters. That masters, ours, uses mean teachers. and says, not everybody's a teacher. Not everybody is capable of doing that. And we that do try to teach or preach, we certainly need to guard our words and watch closely what we say and how we say it that might please the Lord. But just in our general conversation, we need to talk about and think about what we're saying. Look with me, please, in Matthew chapter 12 and verse number 36 and 37. This is just in way of introduction. It'll help us. I've emphasized that verse, if we can bridle the tongue. I'm emphasizing now that the tongue needs to be watched because it can certainly be trouble. And also now we hear that we're going to have to give an account. In chapter number 12 of the book of Matthew, verse 36, "But I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give an account thereof in the day of judgment." That's a verse of scripture we don't hear very much. Don't hear it quoted much. You don't look at it and talk about it much. But God said in his word that we give an account for every idle word. "For by the words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned." Now, in other words, your words, what you say. And I said this morning, I believe I mentioned this morning, that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. And so by our words, it tells what you really are. I one day went to the doctor years ago. I was having trouble with my throat. I had a polyp to develop on my vocal cords and later had to have surgery. But he told me to stick my tongue out. And I, you know, sticking your tongue out of the doctor, that sounded pretty good. Because he's going to take your money. So I stuck my tongue out. But what he did, he took a piece of gauze and got a hold of it. And when he got a hold of it, he started pulling on it. And he pulled my tongue out. I mean, I thought, my soul, I didn't know my tongue was that long. And I found out most of us have long tongues in more ways than one. They more to your tongue than you think there is in your mouth. If your doctor ever starts pulling on it and gets it out where he's going to take a good look down your throat, he gets that tongue out of the way. And it certainly is a long part of the body, I can tell you that right now. But we need to bridle that tongue. Now, you've heard that story many times about the preacher told the woman to come to the altar, and she said, "I want to lay my tongue on the altar." He said, "Here's 20 feet of it. Do the best you can." And I guess when I looked at my tongue that day, I felt about that way. Amen. But the tongue, we certainly need to consider that. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, Proverbs 18:21 says. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Did you know there's been many of a life that has been ruined because somebody's tongue that ruined that life? And things were said that ought not been said. And when you think about that, I heard something this morning, and I thought, how in the world could that have ever been said? Because what was said was nothing true in it. And just brought to my attention that had been said. And nobody in this church said it, I can tell you that. So I'm not talking to anybody here. I'm not. And it wasn't about you per se. No, it wasn't about you either. It wasn't about anybody in the church. But in this service, but it just wasn't true. And I thought, well, where did they get it from? How did it get started? And whoever told it to start with? And how did that happen? God was already working on me about this before Sunday morning. I've been working on this message and thinking about it by trying to get it put together for those three tongues that I'm trying to talk about. But God said, just deal with that first one tonight. Because if we ever learn to bridle our tongue, it'll help us with everything else that we're going to be dealing with. So I began to think, if our tongues are bridled, then the rest of it will be all right. And this morning, I guess, just sealed it to my heart how much preaching like this is needed. And not that anybody in this room said it, what I'm talking about, but you've said things and I've said things that we've been sorry that we said later. I preached before and said many times that things are not always what they appear to be. And we need to be careful about that. But many times we say things, and I have, and you have, and you say you haven't, you need to get your tongue looked at real quick, because we all have said things we ought not to have said, and been hurtful to somebody, some way, somehow, and maybe been what we thought was telling something right, may have not been right after all, because it all depends on where the source came from. Amen. And that's good preaching. Amen. I thought I'd amen myself right there because it sounded good to me. Amen. Because I need that kind of preaching. And I believe all of us do tonight. We think about it and look at it. And I pray God would help us as we look at this tonight and give it some real thought about a directed tongue. A directed tongue or controlled tongue. Call it what you want to. That's what I want to deal with tonight. Look in verse number 3. Behold, we put bits in the horses' mouths that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body. I don't know if you've ever messed with horses or not. I've never messed with many horses as far as riding horses, that kind of thing. I've never done that, never had that privilege, but I have messed with old work horses, and I have yet to go in the field to put a bridle on a horse and it just walk up to me and say, here, put it on. I've never seen a horse go in the barn and hunt a bridle up and get it out and put it on. Have you? And I've been in the field many times and that horse run from me and have to run him down, get him in a corner somewhere so he could put a bridle on him, get him to the barn, put the harness on him, get ready to plow, do whatever we're going to do with him. And so the horse, and I'm sure today the horses are still horses. They haven't changed any. They probably still run from you and probably still have to get them and put the bridle on. And you know why they don't want that bridle put on them? That horse may be out in the field under a shade tree kind of enjoying himself. He may be grazing on the grass, or he may be somewhere just, you know, kind of idling around. But he knows when he gets that bridle on that he's going to be put to work. He may be pulling a plow, or he may be carrying somebody on his back. Somebody else is going to be in control of what he's doing. If that bridle ever gets put on him, that means somebody, whoever's got him, is going to tell him which way to go and what to do. And he is going to have to submit himself because that bridle is going to pull on his mouth and he's going to turn his head. And when you get his head turning right, rest of them will turn with it. Amen. There's a good lesson in that. And if we'll think about it, that's exactly what he's talking about, bridling our tongue. We can't do it ourselves. You may as well hang that one up. You can't handle your tongue. Your tongue, it says, is a member set on the fire of hell. And we need to remember we can't handle it. But thank God I know somebody's got a bridle and he can put on it and he can handle it. Amen. If we'll let him handle that, he'll take care of it. Now, our problem is we sometimes let it get loose out of the bridle and then we get in trouble, so we need help with it. And I pray tonight God would help us as we think about that bridle of the tongue. I got to think about that, about the horse, and it really spoke to my heart that God wants the Holy Spirit to bridle our tongue, and it can be used for good. A horse with a bridle mouth, he can be made to work hard, turn soil. He can rake. Well, we used to rake hay with them. Don't anymore. I use tractors and all that stuff today. But if you go to the Amish country, you'll see that. And I've been up in the Amish country preaching and see them out there and just stop beside the road to watch them. I watched a young man one time plow them. Had 6 horses abreast, pulling the plow, turning sod. I mean, that ground, he would turn a hunk of it at one time. And that boy, probably a 14-year-old boy, 15, somewhere like that. I stopped the car and got out and just watched him. And those horses, they had the harnesses on. They had the bridles in their mouth. And he'd get to the end of that field. He pulled that rein one way. Those horses just real in a circle, just turn around, start back the other way. And they knew they had to do it. They did what they were supposed to do. And they were being controlled by that one boy. He was controlling them because they had the bits in their mouth, because they had the bridle on, he could control them. I'm telling you tonight, if we don't have the bridle on, we'll never control our tongue. Amen. Amen me. And tonight the tongue can be used for good. Aren't you glad tonight? I heard some amens. I heard some glories. And I saw some people raising their hands. That's good. That go. You know why they're raising their hands? Had their tongue. Holy Ghost already had that bridle, and it was singing praises unto God. Boy, isn't that good? God gave you a voice and a tongue to use to praise his name, to share the word of God, preach in jail, preach out of jail, tell your neighbor about Jesus, tell some. That tongue can be used for good, and it can encourage people, help people, but it can also be used for evil. It depends on whether or not it's bridled. And so tonight, when you think about that bridle of that horse, and you're thinking about your tongue, remember this, that you cannot handle it yourself. No man can tame the tongue. It's impossibility. You can't do that within yourself. But all he that lives within you is greater than he on the outside. And he that lives within us can get a hold of the tongue and get it under control and help us. And there used to be an old saying, count to 10 before you talk. Well, be best that we pray and ask God what to say instead of counting, amen. And let God help us with that, and it would be a big help. And all of us, and I'm talking about myself and everybody in this house, and we just need to bridle our tongues. And so tonight I pray that God would help us do that. And these times that people let their tongues be unbridled, and what a mess we get in when we do. But look at verse number 4. Behold also the ships, which though they be so great, are driven to fierce winds, yet are they turned about with a very small helm, whithersoever the governor listeth. And thinking about the ship, I read a story a long time ago about bar pilots. And you said, well, now, wait a minute. I didn't know that term either until I read the story about it, but I'm not talking about a bar where they sell liquor. I'm talking about a bar, a sandbar on the shore where ships come in. Talking about that. And they are called bar pilots. Now today, modern day, they probably have technology beyond all that need. I don't know about today. That was years ago. I read this story. But in reading about them, it drove home a point to me, though. They said the big ships would come in, and they didn't know the harbor. They didn't know where the sandbars were. They didn't know that. So they had men that were trained that knew that harbor well, and they knew where every sandbar was. They knew where every rock was. They knew exactly which channel they need to get into to come in, bring that ship in, and bring it safely in and anchor it down. They knew how to do that. The man piloting that ship out there may have been from another country, another part of that same country, but he didn't know that particular harbor. And so he could not guide the ship and pilot it like he ought to pilot it. So this bar pilot, they called him, would come out on a small ship or a boat and get on that big ship, and then he would guide that ship and he would pilot it because he knew exactly where it needed to go. I said, glory, hallelujah. I'm glad one day and my ship, they come a pilot, bar pilot on board. He knows exactly how to guide me and take me to the harbor safe and anchor me down. Amen. I'm glad, praise God, he knows where the sandbars are. He knows where the rocks are. He knows every danger of that harbor, and he can control. If I'll just let him take the wheel, if I'll just get out of his way and let him handle it, he'll take my ship safely in. Amen. I'm thinking tonight about the tongue, and that ship has a small rudder on it or him, and that turns that whole ship. They don't get a big tugboat out there and hook on the front of it and take another, get on the back of it and push it and pull it and get it turned around. That's not how a ship's turned. It has a small, if it's designed right, engineered right, put together right, then with a small hand, they can turn that great big ship, and it'll turn in the sea, in the water. It'll go in the direction they want it to go in. That pilot turned it, and he's guiding it. And it may be tons and tons of metal, but he can guide that where he wants to guide it because it's got the right engineering, and it's got the right things on it. Right, everything's fixed just right. I'm glad, thank God, when he saved me, coming to live on the inside, he fixed everything so I could have everything designed right. It's been engineered right. And he gave me a manual to go by and said, now read the manual. You ever try to do something about reading the manual? I tell you, I started putting things together and thought I could do it without reading the instruction. And I found out that was a bad mistake. Amen. I told you about one either one day when I was putting a wheelbarrow together, trying to. I was sitting there trying my best to put that thing together. And she came out of the door and I said, this thing, they didn't make it right. She said, why don't you put this piece there? I did, and that thing worked like a charm. I started telling her, go back in the house, cook lunch, do something. I'm bad, and your wife tells you where it goes, amen. I want to say a few things then, but I didn't, amen. But anyway, tongue. But that small hand turns that ship, and I sing it. I praise God that even though that tongue may be uncontrolled by us, even though it may be beyond our control as far as humanly speaking in our flesh, and it gets out of whack, God the Holy Ghost has fixed it so he can get a hold of it, and he can control it, Brother Bill, and he can guide it in the right direction, and use it for his glory and his honor. Give him praise. Give him glory. Sing praises unto him. And boy, I love singing. I love to see people get happy in the Lord. I love to see people just praise his name in song. And these young folk up here singing, I was thinking, praise God, how wonderful that is. See them up there. I say, praise God. It could be a lot of places tonight, but they're in the house of God singing praises. I say hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. And I want to see them do that, using that tongue for good. Amen. And so I pray tonight that as we think about that tongue, that when we leave the house, if you don't get anything else out of what I say tonight, I want you to get this, that you cannot control your own tongue, but Jesus can. The Holy Spirit can. If we'll let him, he'll help us in controlling the tongue. There's a song I'd sing it tonight if I could. I ought to get Tim to sing it. They got him to sing last night. Yesterday afternoon down at Brother Joe's, and I won't tell you about all that because they thought they had somebody up there couldn't sing. And Brother Tom used to sing, Brother Tim, he hit a few notes, and here come Brother Tim up, and he hit it, and that man looked at him right hard. And then Ben took it, and he hit it, and I tell you, that man gave up. I don't know what he thought he had up there, but he had a bunch of singers up there. I could have sung as good as they did, amen. And we just having some fun, and it wasn't in churches, in the fellowship building, just having some good time, and we did have a good time. But I thought, told Tim, I ought to get him up here tonight to sing a little bit about that song they sang, but I won't even mention the song they sang. But anyway, they was having a good time, but if I could sing tonight, I'd sing Pilot My Ship, amen. Lord, pilot my ship over stormy seas. I'm glad I have a pilot that can pilot my ship. And he knows exactly where to go in this harbor. He can pilot me exactly where I need to be. He can guide my tongue to say the right thing. He can guide me when it comes time to speak. Have you ever been somewhere and you stopped and somebody you've never met before, you wasn't real sure exactly what to say to them, and you start to say something, and all of a sudden the Holy Spirit seems to check you and say, don't do that. And I've been in places of business or places and vision, start to say something, and Holy Spirit just seemed to say, don't do that. Just say this. Just tell them Jesus loves them, give them a try. And I sat in the house where they was kicking the wine bottle back under the couch while I was sitting there. I've seen them hide the beer cans as I come in. I was in the hospital and saw a magazine go on the cover real quick. As a church member. Wasn't a church member here at Gateway before I ever got here. Hallelujah. You get old, you remember those old things. Amen. Can't remember what happened yesterday. But I, as a pastor, you walk in and one of your members has got something they're hiding under the cover so you can't see. That make you wonder. That gives you good preaching material. Amen. If you're saying for the preacher to see it, you ought not to have it. Preacher's just a man saved by the grace of God, called to God to preach. God sees everything. Amen. I thought my soul, I wouldn't, if it was that bad, I'd throw it in a trash can, I believe. Well, we won't go into that. But I want you to turn to Proverbs chapter 15 with me. Proverbs chapter 15. I want you to turn there, because I'm going to give you several verses and I'll be through. Talking tonight about the controlled tongue, that directed tongue in the right direction used for God. Chapter 15, the book of Proverbs, verse number 1. A soft answer turneth away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. The tongue of the wise useth knowledge aright, But the mouth of fools poureth out foolishness. Verse 4. A wholesome tongue is a tree of life. Look at verse number 23, that same chapter. A man hath joy by the answer of his mouth, and a word spoken in due season, how good is it? Chapter 25, Proverbs. Just turn there. Chapter 25, verse number 11. A word fitly spoken is like apples of gold in pitchers of silver. How precious that is. Isn't that well put? Look in chapter 26. Chapter 26 and verse number 20. Where no wood is, there the fire goeth out. So where there is no talebearer, the strife ceaseth. As coals are to burning coals and wood to fire, so is a contentious man to kindle strife. The words of a talebearer are as wounds, and they go down into the uttermost parts of the belly. These words are important to us. There was a lady one time, I use that word loosely, I guess, but she had told things about her pastor was not true. Then later she found out and she went to him and tried to apologize, did apologize, and said, what can I do? How can I fix all this? He said, get you a feather pillow when the winds are blowing, take it apart and just wave all the feathers out, then go find them all. That's how easy it'll be to fix all that you've done. That we ought to think about. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes. Father, thank you for the privilege we have to share the Word of God. Lord, tonight you have laid it on our hearts to speak about our tongues. And Father, I realize the fact tonight that I'm privileged to use it to pray. And I ask you, God, to help me day by day in a daily walk of life that the Holy Spirit may control and use our tongues. I pray tonight, Lord, that we would let you have your way. And I realize tonight, Father, that in the preaching and trying to share this message tonight, that different ones will take that and in their hearts in a different manner respond to it. And so I pray that you take control of all of us and help us do what we need to do tonight. Father, thank you for the privilege to use the tongue to pray. Thank you tonight for the privilege to take it and read and preach the Word of God. Thank you for your blessings. Now help us in the invitation in Jesus' name. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. Please stand.